Unit 1. Developing Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 3 and 4.
Hi, and welcome to today's education podcast. Not many students like doing exams, but some exams are more stressful than others. Here to tell us about one of the most difficult exams in the world is James Harding. James, what is this exam and where do students do it?
Well, it's called the Gaokao, or the Big Test, and it's the exam that students do in China at the end of their final year at high school.
How does it work?
Well, it takes place over 2 or 3 days and includes exams in Chinese, maths and a foreign language, usually English, but it can also be Japanese, Russian or French. Then there are also separate exams for students who want to do a science degree. They do exams in physics, chemistry and biology, while art students do exams in history, geography and political education.
And why is it important?
Well, it basically decides which university a student can go to, like in other countries, but it can determine what kind of job they get in the future too. So getting a good mark is incredibly important, not only for the student, but for their whole family. There's enormous pressure on them to do well.
And how do they prepare for these exams?
Well, the year before the exam, high schools often dedicate all their time to teaching for the exam. And there are specialised schools too. Parents pay a lot of money for their kids to go to these schools, and sometimes a parent takes time off work to help them study as well.
So what are these specialised schools like?
They're incredibly strict. There's no free time to go swimming or play football or do the things that teenagers normally do. Students have just one day off a month, and it's quite normal to start the day at 5:30 in the morning and study until about 10 o'clock at night. There are no mobile phones, and there are even cameras in the classrooms to make sure they work hard.
That's amazing. I can't imagine anything like that here.
No, exactly. Then about 9 million students start this exam on the same day, and it's like the whole country stops. Traffic stops near where the exams take place, and people don't listen to loud music or make a noise in case it disturbs them.
How do these kids cope with the pressure?
Well, it's difficult, and sometimes they're too tired or stressed to concentrate. There's some debate about the exam itself too, because the students learn a lot of information, but they don't necessarily learn to think about things in a critical way. And the other thing is that they tend to specialise very early, so if they make a decision to study sciences, they can't change to a different subject.
Really?
Yes. Some teachers want education to be broader instead of focusing on the exam.
So do you think it will change in the future?
It is changing. The government has agreed to include more critical thinking in the exam, and they're considering including other things in university entrance too, such as hobbies and things like volunteering. So it is changing, slowly.
OK, well, thanks for telling us about this exam, James. It's been very interesting.
Thank you.